All right, so have you ever heard of like a real magic school?
Your real magic school.
Yeah, not Hogwarts, but something even more secret,
Oh, wow.
tucked away near Loch Ness.
Okay.
We're talking about the McTavish International Academy of Magical Sciences, and trust me, this deep dive is going to be wild.
I'm ready.
Our source is an article from Mystic Investigations.
Okay.
You know that website dedicated to all things paranormal?
Right.
And let me tell you, this article is packed with juicy details.
I bet it is what jumped out at me right away is how McTavish goes to like these extreme lengths to stay hidden. It's not just about keeping magic a secret from the ordinary world. It's about protecting something truly extraordinary.
Right. Forget a pl you don't choose McTavish.
You don't.
McTavish chooses you.
Wow.
Imagine waking up one morning
Okay.
and finding a purple silk envelope on your pillow.
Whoa.
Not just any envelope, though.
Okay.
This one has your name embossed in gold, and it shimmers like it's woven for moonlight.
It's more than an invitation. It's like a statement.
Ooh.
It says, you are different. You have a gift.
Right.
And that shimmering holographic image inside,
Yeah.
it's not just for show.
Yeah.
It's about awakening something within the recipient, a spark of magical potential they might not even know they have.
Yeah, but getting that invitation, that's just the beginning.
Oh, really?
There's a probationary period where you have to prove your magical worth.
Wow.
They wouldn't want to fill the school with squibs, right?
Right, exactly. A magic isn't just something you're born with.
Yeah.
It's something you cultivate, something that requires dedication and effort.
Totally.
And that brings us to the student body itself.
Okay.
McTavish welcomes students of all ages, from 5 to 80 plus.
5 years old.
Yeah.
That seems a bit young to be battling dark wizards.
Well,
What do they even teach a 5-year-old at a magic school?
it really challenges our assumptions about magic. Maybe magical potential isn't tied to age. Perhaps it can emerge at any time.
Waiting for the right moment to blossom?
Okay.
Or maybe it's about fostering a connection to magic from a young age,
Right.
nurturing a sense of wonder and possibility.
I like that, nurturing a sense of wonder. And speaking of possibility, the schedule at McTavish is super flexible.
Flexible.
Attend year-round, just during summer break, whatever works for you.
Wow,
It's like they're saying, we know you have a life outside of magic, and that's okay.
This flexibility might be key to their success. It allows them to attract individuals who might not fit the mold of a traditional student, those with unique talents and perspectives.
And let's not forget the perks. If you stick around for Christmas break,
There are perks.
you get a field trip to Santa's North Pole City. I mean, come on.
What?
Even in a magic school, who wouldn't want to visit Santa?
It reminds us that magic isn't always about power and danger.
Right.
It can also be about joy, celebration, and the simple pleasures of childhood. Okay, so we've got students of all ages arriving via magical portals with a trip to Santa's workshop as a bonus.
That's amazing.
Now let's get to the good stuff.
Okay.
What are they actually learning at McTavish?
The curriculum is surprisingly diverse. You have your traditional magic courses, witchcraft, wizardry, sorcery, even alchemy. But it goes beyond the basics. There are courses in supernatural studies, covering creatures like vampires and werewolves.
So it's like a crash course in all things spooky. Does
Yeah.
that mean they actually encounter these creatures? Are there werewolves roaming the hallways?
It's possible, but more importantly, it suggests that McTavish is preparing students for a world where magic and the supernatural are intertwined. A world where they might have to face these creatures in real life.
Now that's what I call hands-on learning.
I know.
But they haven't forgotten about the basics, math, science, history.
Right.
It's all part of the curriculum.
I found that particularly interesting. Why emphasize real-world subjects in a school of magic? Maybe it's about creating well-rounded individual, capable of navigating both the magical and mundane worlds. Or maybe it's about recognizing that even magic has its roots in the laws of nature and the patterns of history.
Makes sense. You can't fight a dragon if you don't understand basic physics, right?
Right.
But enough about the academics.
Okay.
Let's talk about the headmaster himself, Ian McTavish.
Okay.
Imagine Dumbledore, but with glowing green eyes, hair that changes color with his power,
Wow.
and a super strength, speed, and agility boost thanks to magic.
Wow.
This guy is the ultimate wizarding package.
It's a fascinating portrayal of power. But what struck me was the mention of his guarded personal life. It suggests a depth to his character, perhaps hinting at sacrifices he's made to protect the school and its students.
Yeah, there's definitely a hint of mystery surrounding him.
Right.
What secrets are lurking beneath that charming facade?
Exactly.
And speaking of mysteries, did you know that McTavish has a mascot?
They do.
And it's none other than the Loch Ness Monster.
Of course, it all ties together.
I know, right?
The legendary creature of Loch Ness,
Yeah.
tamed and befriended by the headmaster himself.
That's brilliant.
It's a brilliant touch, adding a sense of whimsy and wonder to the school's image.
Whimsy is one word for it.
I know.
Imagine writing a Loch Ness Monster to class.
Right.
Talk about a unique school bus experience.
Yeah.
But according to the article, Nessie isn't just a friendly mascot.
Oh.
She's a prehistoric demonic beast that McTavish demonized and tamed.
Wow.
Talk about impressive magical skill.
It speaks volumes about McTavish's power.
Yeah.
This isn't just a headmaster. He's a force of nature, capable of taming even the most fearsome of creatures.
Right, and speaking of fearsome,
Yes.
did you know that McTavish is also home to a maximum security prison for supernatural criminals?
A prison?
A prison hidden beneath a magic school.
That takes the concept of extracurricular activities to a whole new level.
I know, right?
It's a fascinating juxtaposition. On one hand, you have this magical academy filled with wonder and potential. On the other, a subterranean prison holding the most dangerous entities in their world. It creates a sense of tension, doesn't it? This constant reminder that even in a world of magic, there are forces of darkness that need to be contained. But how do students even get to this school prison and all? We know it's hidden, but the article mentions magical portals, located all over the world except Antarctica.
So no long train rides or airport security lines for these kids.
Nope.
Just step into a portal and bam, you're in Scotland. Let's
Exactly.
talk about convenient commuting.
It also hints at the global reach of McTavish, drawing students from diverse magical cultures and traditions.
Right, like imagine the cultural issue, the different magical practices and perspectives all coming together in one place.
Yeah.
And get this, there are even underwater portals
What?
for mermaids and other aquatic magical beings.
Wow.
Though the article mentions they mostly go to a separate school in Atlantis.
That makes sense. Underwater magic would have its own unique challenges and techniques. Can you imagine trying to cast a fire spell underwater?
Talk about a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
But for those who can't use portals, arriving above ground isn't exactly a walk in the park either.
Really?
Apparently, you need that magical invitation in hand for the school to even materialize. It's like the school itself is choosing who gets to see it.
It adds another layer of mystery and exclusivity to McTavish.
For sure.
It's not just about finding the school.
Yeah.
It's about being worthy of finding it.
Okay, but let's get to the big question. Why does McTavish even exist?
Yeah.
What's its purpose in this hidden world of magic and monsters?
The article states it quite clearly McTavish is more than just a school.
Huh.
It's a training ground for those who will defend humanity from supernatural threats.
So it's like Hogwarts meets the Avengers.
Yeah.
They're learning spells and how to be heroes.
Exactly. The article even refers to each student as a valuable resource in the coming battles of Armageddon. It suggests a world where magic isn't just about personal power. It's a responsibility, a duty to protect others.
And it's not just about fighting. McTavish seems to put a lot of emphasis on ethical magic.
Right.
Even when dealing with those darker forces, remember the mention of an initiation ritual
Yes.
where students take an oath to only use magic for good.
It's a powerful symbol of their commitment to moral responsibility.
Totally.
But it also makes you wonder, what happens if someone breaks that oath?
Yeah.
Are there magical consequences?
Right. Like, do rule breakers get sent to the dungeon with the supernatural criminals?
It's certainly a possibility.
Talk about a scary thought.
But the article focuses on those battles,
Okay.
five major conflicts throughout McTavish's 700-year history,
Oh.
each escalating in intensity.
Yeah, it started with those plague doctors attacking during the Black Death.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine a bunch of creepy masked figures trying to take over a magic school.
It speaks to the darker side of logic, the potential for those with power to exploit chaos and suffering for their own gain.
It's a scary thought.
Yeah, but it also highlights the resilience of McTavish, their
Wow.
ability to withstand even the most terrifying of threats.
And then there was that time when Ian McTavish himself turned evil.
What?
Apparently, the devil was involved, seeing the school as a threat to his evil plans.
It's a reminder that even those with the purest of intentions can be tempted by darkness, but it also speaks to the power of redemption. McTavish eventually overcame that darkness and returned to his role as protector.
Okay, and let's not forget that time traveler attack I mean, even a magic school isn't safe from time travel paradoxes and futuristic technology.
It highlights the interconnectedness of the world. Both magical and mundane technological advancements can impact the magical realm, just as magical events can ripple through the ordinary world.
Makes sense.
And then there's Dimitri Diablo, the future king of hell.
Oh, yeah.
Who tried to steal a powerful artifact from the school. Sounds like someone straight out of a comic book.
Okay. Right, but it makes you wonder, what kind of artifact was he after? And what secrets does McTavish hold that would attract someone like the future king of hell?
Those are great questions.
Mm-hmm.
The article mentions that McTavish itself holds powerful secrets and treasures.
Mm-hmm.
But the specifics are left tantalizingly vague.
Ugh, talk about a cliffhanger.
I know.
But you know what I'm really curious about?
What?
What's it actually like to be a student at McTavish beyond the battles and the prophecies and the looming threat of Armageddon?
Right.
What's daily life like for these magical students?
That's where the article gets really interesting.
Okay.
It provides glimpses into daily life at McTavish beyond the grand narratives of good versus evil.
Okay, give me the good stuff. What kind of cool things do these kids get up to?
For instance, there's the Enchanted Forest, which isn't your typical woodland stroll.
Okay.
Parts of it actually exist in another dimension.
Wait, seriously, like stepping into Narnia, but with more magic and maybe a few less talking animals?
Exactly. The article mentions the paradise plane of Goddess Gaia, a realm connected to Earth, but existing out of phase with our reality.
Wow.
It's a place of incredible natural beauty and power.
Uh-huh.
Where students can connect with the elemental forces of nature.
Wow. Talk about an immersive learning experience.
I know, right?
What about the school buildings themselves?
Yeah.
Any cool architectural details?
The article is a bit vague on the specifics, but mentions McTavish's exploration of four-dimensional architecture.
Four-dimensional? What does that even mean? Rooms that change shape, hallways that appear and disappear.
That's the intriguing part. Imagine a school that's constantly evolving.
Right.
Adapting to the needs of its students and the ever-changing nature of magic itself. The possibilities are truly mind-boggling.
It sounds like a magical funhouse.
Yeah.
But remember that mention of the secret pool?
Oh, yeah.
Apparently it grants students rejuvenation and paranormal power. Sign me up.
It suggests a system of rewards and challenges within the school, encouraging students to explore and uncover its hidden secrets. It also highlights the transformative power of McTavish itself, a place where individuals can unlock their full potential.
Okay, you've convinced me McTavish sounds incredible, but with all this talk of battles and prophecies,
yeah,
it also seems a bit dangerous. Would you send your kid to a magic school that's basically a target for every supernatural baddie out there?
That's a valid concern. The article paints a picture of a world fraught with danger, and McTavish is undeniably at the center of many conflicts.
Uh-huh.
However, it's also a place of immense learning, growth, and camaraderie.
Right.
It's where individuals are empowered to face those challenges head on to become the heroes they're meant to be.
You make a good point. Maybe the risks are just part of the package when you're dealing with magic and the supernatural. Besides, who wouldn't want to ride a Loch Ness monster to class?
Exactly. And remember, we're just scratching the surface here.
Yeah.
There's still so much more to uncover about McTavish and the world it inhabits.
And that's exactly what we'll be doing in our next segment. Stay tuned as we delve even deeper into the secrets of McTavish International Academy of Magical Sciences. Welcome back to our deep dive into McTavish International Academy of Magical Sciences. It's been a wild ride so far, uncovering secrets and exploring a world where magic isn't just a fantasy, it's a way of life.
And before we wrap up, I think it's important to consider McTavish's place in the larger magical world.
Okay.
The article hints that it's not the only magic school out there.
Right. What about those other schools? Are they all training students to battle supernatural forces?
Mm-hmm.
Or are there like different specialties, different approaches to magic?
The article specifically mentions the Atlantean Academy of Mystical Arts.
Okay.
Located in the underwater city of Atlantis.
Of course.
It suggests that different environments might require specialized magical training.
Makes sense. I can't imagine trying to cast a spell underwater, the currents, the pressure, the potential for a very soggy wand.
Right.
It's a whole different ballgame.
Precisely, it speaks to the diversity and complexity of the magical world. Just like in the mundane world, there are different cultures, traditions, and approaches to knowledge and power.
So if McTavish is focused on defending humanity from those apocalyptic threats, what are these other schools doing? Mm. Are they training diplomats, researchers,
right,
maybe even historians dedicated to preserving ancient magical knowledge?
It's a fascinating question, and one that the article unfortunately doesn't answer directly.
Mm.
It does, however, imply that McTavish's role is particularly crucial in preparing for those prophesied battles of Armageddon.
Oh, okay.
Perhaps these other schools have different equally important roles to play in maintaining balance and order within the magical world.
It's like a global network of magical institutions.
Yeah.
Each contributing its unique expertise to protect the world from unseen forces. Talk about a secret society.
Indeed. And speaking of secrets, the article mentions McTavish has its own hidden website.
Really?
Accessible only through magical means.
Oh, man. Can you imagine what kind of information we'd find there? Student forums, research papers, maybe even a classified section detailing past battles and future prophecies.
It would be amazing.
It'd be like the ultimate insider's guide to McTavish.
It's a tantalizing thought, but alas, as mere mortals without magical access.
Right.
We can only speculate.
For now, at least. But hey, maybe someday we'll get that magical invitation to McTavish and see these wonders for ourselves.
One could hope.
Until then, we'll have to content ourselves with these glimpses into the world of magic, and perhaps that's enough. Sometimes the most powerful magic lies in the mystery, the unknown, the things that spark our imaginations and make us wonder what else might be possible.
You know, you're absolutely right. Sometimes the most rewarding journey is the one that leaves us wanting more.
Yeah.
And that's what this deep dive into McTavish has been. A journey into a world of wonder, possibility, and the enduring power of magic.
It really has.
If magic truly exists and schools like McTavish are real, what else might be hidden just beyond our perception?
Right. What else is out there?
We encourage you to check out the full article on Mystic Investigations for more details about McTavish and other supernatural happenings. Until next time, keep your minds open to the wonders that lie beyond the veil of the everyday.